Okay, today is Daf Mem, 40th day of Chulin. We're on Daf Lamed Tesamid Beis by the Mishnah, second line from the bottom. Hashochet l'shem harim. If somebody shechs an animal, not a carbon, a regular animal, l'shem harim, to the mountains, which means it's a vorzara. L'shem gvos, to the hills. L'shem, right? Gvos, a hill? L'shem yamim, to the seas. L'shem naharos, to the rivers. L'shem midbaros, to the deserts. Shchita so psula. The shchita is pasul. Why is it pasul? Because he's shechting for avodah zara. You can't eat that meat. However, no, not however. Shnayim ochzim besakin v'shochtim. Two people are holding on to a knife and they're shechting together. Right? Echad l'shem echad mikalelu. One's thinking about all that. The echad l'shem davar kosher. And the other one's thinking about the right, appropriate thing. Shchita so psula. The shchita is pasul. Why is it pasul? Because it's being done by somebody who's thinking for avodah zara. Either the guy's thinking good things, doesn't make a difference. Okay. It's a very easy Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara, psulin in, yeah, you can't eat that meat. Can you sell it to a guy? Can you give it to the dog? Sounds like you can. So psula in, eat it, you can't do that. However, zivche mesim lo. It's not considered zivche mesim, meaning that it's aser bahana. That's not, doesn't say that. Now we know that real avodah zara is aser bahana. So why is this mutar bahana? Again, the Mishnah doesn't say it's mutar bahana. It's implied. Because the Mishnah didn't say it's aser bahana. The Mishnah says you can't eat it. Which is mashma, then bahana you can have. You can tell it to a guy, you can give it to the dog, no problem. But 1 second. Verminu, 1 second. Hashochet, we have a braisa that says, Hashochet l'shem harim. If somebody shechts to the mountains, l'shem gavos, to the hills, l'shem naharos, to the rivers, l'shem midbaros, to the deserts. Now the braisa adds things the Mishnah didn't say. L'shem chama, to the sun, levana, the moon, l'shem kochavim, to the stars, mazalos, constellations, mishum, michal, asara gadol, to michal, the angel, lishum, shilshul katan, to some worm, you worship the worm. Rashi says that the first skinny line, klomar, lishum gadol shabachal habrios, lishum katan shabakulam, the greatest angel, and the smallest worm. The biggest and the smallest, all that, and of course the Mishnah stuck in things. The brides are stuck in things that, the things in the sky, sun, the moon, stars, right? Hari elu zivche mesim. You're not living enough from that. You're not living enough from that. What? It's all about a zara. The Iron Mishnah said you could have enough. What's the answer? Amar abaye lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, in the Mishnah, the Amar lahar. You said you're serving it to the mountain. And by the way, there's no such thing. You cannot make an avodah zara on a mountain. Let's take that. You can't make avodah zara the mountain. The mountain cannot be avodah zara. You know why? Because it's attached to the ground. Ha, the Braisa was talking about the Amar, legada dahar, to the god of the mountain. That's totally different, right? Rashi says the Amar l'shum har. It's the next Rashi. It's in the third skinny line. Har, ain't on us avodas kochavim. A mountain cannot be avodas zara. How come? The chesiv kudet says Elohehem al heharim. The gods on the mountains, and we make a drasha. V'lo heharim Elohehem. And the mountain itself cannot be a god. You can't aser a mountain. You can't do that. B'mitzvah avodas zara. Hilchach. It's a drasha. It's a drasha, why not? Why not? It's a drasha. Only the god on the mountain, but not the mountain itself. Right? Hilkach, lishman, lo mikri, zivche mesim. So if you had in mind, I'm serving the mountain, it's not avodah zara. I'm not saying we're going to give you mafta yona. You're not a good Jew serving mountains. But, halachically, you can't make a mountain into an avodah zara.
How do you get that
shira? What? That's a good question. It's an excellent question. I think it's an exception. Umihu, 1 second, umihu, psula, milechel, then why can't you eat it? Why can't you eat the meat?
avodah zara.
But we just said you can't have an avodah zara on a mountain.
Oh, right.
So why can't I eat the meat? I shechted the goat for the mountain. Okay. The mountain's avodah zara? No. So why can't I eat it? Because the answer of Rashi, mishum de dami l'shechitas avodah mechavim umischafalei. People are going to get mixed up. Yeah. Not everyone's such a lamdan. So they're not going to get people are going to get mixed up. Kedetnan l'kamon hashochet l'shum nider v'nidev. If you shecht because of a neder or something, we'll get to that. Shechitas apsul mishum de dami l'shochet kachim bachutz. Because like kachim bachutz. Okay. Now, what about an ashera? It's an excellent question. I think it's an exception. I don't know. I have an answer. Well, how do you know? You heard something about that?
No, because you've mentioned every time you have the same question.
Yeah. And it's so explicit in Torah.
What? Yeah. I understand. Nobody's asking. The theory is things that are attached. Things that are attached cannot become a avodah zara. What about an ashera? It's a good question. It must be some kind of exception. I don't know.
Ashera is also quiet.
So what? What it has to be? What if it's already there? Can't be an ashera? I don't know about that.
Those have rivers that also throw things off.
What? Ah, so what do you mean?
The river itself cannot. It's not attached to the ground.
So you see this gigantic, very big Tosfos? Yeah. Tosfos discusses. Well, that's why the Mishnah didn't mention the sun, the moon, and the stars, because they're not attached to the ground. They're in a different category. Yeah. The Mishnah didn't mention them. Only the Braisa mentioned them. Because the Braisa, you're really doing it to the god of the sun, which is real avodah zara. The god of the mountain is also real avodah zara. Therefore, if you shecht it, an animal for the god of the mountain, not only is it also about to eat, it's also about to know. You're real mamash avodah zara. And the Mishnah purposely left off the sun, the moon, and the stars because that's a whole different category. You can't have. What?
And they did.
Right. So how do you worship the sun and you're not going to be over avodah zara? By a mountain, you can do that. No, you can't. It's not a avodah zara, a bull, right? How do you do that for the sun? It's not possible. Mishnah left it out.
So you chayav misa in the Mishnah for doing these things?
No, you're not chayav misa. It's not a avodah zara. Hatan halacha avodah zara. Now, can you eat the meat? No. Why not? Because at the end of the day, you're still doing a avodah zara, and people are going to get mixed up. Can we halachically give you a misa? No, we can't. Why? Technicality.
God of the mountain,
that's the Mishnah, that's the Braisa, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah. Yes. Amar Rav Huna, I'm sorry. Dekanami, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Diktani Dumya Dimichael Sar Hagadol. Because it's Dumya, it's like Michael, the great angel, who's not attached to the ground. Right? Dekanami Sharina, that's an excellent Raya. So, let's do this one more Rashi here. Dumya de Michoel, de lo mechuberhu. It's not attached to the ground. Now Rashi says something like, what's Rashi doing here? Rashi says, ubale chayim, and live creatures, like animals, afal gaf de lo mitzri, mishum avodas kochavim, even though they're not really over the avodah zara, what about if you bow down to a, you shecht an animal for your dog. You're worshipping your dog. Your dog is your god. And you shecht the animals for your dog. What is that? Is that a avodah zara or it's not a avodah zara? If it's a mountain, it's not a avodah zara. If it's an angel, yes, a avodah zara. If it's the sun, yes, a avodah zara. What about your dog? So it's not attached to the ground, right? Says Rashi, even though it's true that you can't make an animal into an avodah zara. How do you know that? Says Rashi. He's going to say it twice. We're going to do two Rashi verses. He repeats himself twice. Could the kaima lama tamura? Because it says in tamura like this. Midasa rachmana nevad ligvoa. You're not allowed to bring an animal that you worship. You bow down to a cow. Can you bring that cow as a paraduma? No.
No.
Why not? It's only out of a pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me that. What do you see? That the shechta to eat it at the barbecue is mutter. For a carbon it's not. Yeah, the carbon is a pasuk. There's no pasuk for your barbecue. So what do you see? That really an animal you cannot make into a avodah zara for purposes of stop making a avodah zara. For the Beis HaMikdash, get away from here. Beis HaMikdash is a different category, right? We're more strict.
But they did in Egypt that we have.
Ah, Michlal, the Hedyot Shari. So the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell me, you can't make an animal for a carbon. For a carbon, I don't want an animal that you worshipped. You can't bring an animal for a carbon like that. What about to eat it for the barbecue? L'chor it's mutter. For a carbon, you can't bring it. But for stam eating it, mutter. Right?
Otherwise, we couldn't have had lambs in Egypt.
Why, we didn't worship them.
Right, but they were there for avodah zara.
No, you have to worship it. You have to worship it.
Personally.
You personally. So if you worship it, can you bring it for a carbon?
No.
No. How do you know? There's a special limit in the Torah that you can't do that. So what about eating it for a barbecue? Having it for the Super Bowl? That you can do. Why? It's not a carbon.
No, you know,
that's a funny thing, no?
No, no, because kind of negate, if you go and you make it for, you worship it.
It's a big slap in the face, Tashem.
No, it's like the lingo, but if you go and you eat it, you negate it. You negate
it. Okay, so Rashi says, Mihu nevertheless, Elohus Mikri. It's still called a god. Dichsiv, like it says in this week's Parsha. Hey, Nizbach is Tovos Mitzrayim. We're going to worship the animals of Mitzrayim. So it's still called a god, even though, what's Rashi doing here? Also, Vitziv, and it says, in Dvarim, V'ra'itza, Es HaShemesh, V'sa Yireach, V'sa Kochavim, V'chal Tzva HaShemayim, all the animals, they can be worshipped. But they're not going to be Aser Bahana. Because they're not Karbanos. Very interesting, Rashi, what he's doing here.
And
it keeps on going. That's the pasuk.
I think it's put inside it, because Rashi himself talks about New Chumash.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I think it's Rashi who talks about that's why they serve them.
Right, exactly.
You can't make an animal, a living thing, a bodhisattva. You can't?
You can. You can. Right. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Is it halachically a bodhisattva? No.
Then what is only what? Stones? Inanimate
objects? Yeah. Yeah.
So in India, where they
you can worship the god of the cow, but not the cow itself.
So in
just
India,
like...
The cow, don't they?
What?
In India, don't they worship the cow?
Yeah, but there are... That's, but, so... It's called, we're going to call it a Avodah Zarah. We're going to call it a, it's not, what is that? It's not monotheism. You're not believing in a god, right? You're believing in a cow. But, halakhically, it might not be a Avodah Zarah because of this Rashi, because of this Gemara, this idea. Okay. Now, Rav Huna is going to make a statement, very interesting statement. Amar Rav Huna. Ha'isabahemas chaveru ruvutz lefnei avodas kochavim. If, by the way, of course you can make a Avodah Zarah on an animal. You can. You can worship an animal. And you're not a good person. You're a Avodah Zarah. Hashem said, don't do that. Is it classic Avodah Zarah? Maybe not. Purposes of getting punished. No question, it's something wrong. Look at what it says. If there's a behemoth that's bowing, sitting in front of an Avodah Zarah, meaning the animal is being used for the worship of the Avodah Zarah. But it's not your animal. It's your friend's animal. So we have a rule. You can't be us or something that something belongs to someone else. So I walk over to your cow and I bow down to it. Nothing happened. Why? Because I can't asser your cow, right? You're not allowed to asser something that doesn't belong to you. What if I go into your kitchen and I chafe up your pots and pans? I cook milk and meat in one pan. Did I asser your pan? I did asser your pan. I can't asser something that doesn't belong to me. What's the answer to that question?
What you did.
What? Because one, I did a maisa
right.
to the item. I took the pan and I chafed it. Right. And here, I didn't do a maisa to your animal. I just bowed down to it. Right. What if I did a maisa to your animal? What if I took your animal out of your barn, brought it to the temple, and played with it, and rode it, did some ma'isa with it? Then did I ask your animal? The answer is, surely I did. Then it's no different than a pot and a pan. Right? So just walking by your animal, that's a good-looking cow, I'm going to bow down to that. That doesn't do anything. Right? But if I do a ma'isa to your animal, then of course I asked it. So I'm Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, if the animal was bowing down, leaning, reclining, whatever the word is, lying in front of an idol. Kivan sheshachat ba siman echad, asura. Once I shecht one simon, it's usser. The animal becomes usser. What is going on here? So Rashi says, it's a long Rashi, but it's going to explain it very well. Haysa behemas chavero. Lomi boya, I'm on the last, second to last skinny line. Lomi boya, shalom. I didn't have to, Rav Huna didn't have to mention if it's your animal. I have to mention that. The mitzvah, it becomes aser, b'shem takroves avodas kochavim. It's a takroves, it's a accoutrement, right? B'shchita simen echad. The af agaf, the bal echayim, ein nesarin lehedyot. Rashi says it again. A bal chay is not aser for a hedyot. Lo mishum nevad shasu avodas kochavim. Not because you worship it. For lo mishum mukta. Not because it's set aside. Shahuk tzilik takrovas avodas kochavim. It's set aside to be worshipped. The kaim alon b'tamura, because we learned the tamura. It's the exact same tamura Rashi said in the previous Rashi. Medistruch kra l'misrinu l'gavoa. I need a pasuk to aser. You can't bring these animals as karbanos. Kiditanya min habakar. It says you should bring like the first or second pasuk in Vayikra. Min habakar. Lahotzi et ha-nevad, to exclude an animal that's been worshipped. Uminatzon lo siyatzam muksa, hasn't been worshipped yet, but it's been set aside. That animal, don't go in that room. That's set aside for the idols. Don't go there. Michlal del hedyot shari, for the hedyot it's mutter. Mihu, however, ki avid maisa begufayu, you do a maisa to the animal, then mitzri, then it becomes asar. So, kidamin perak Rabbi Shmuel, afal pisha amru hamishtachav lakarka olam lo asra. If you bow down to the earth, you don't asa the earth. Right? Why don't you asa the earth? It doesn't belong to you, it's attached to the ground. Chafar babara sikhanos, you dig a pit, umishtachav lahen, you bow down to the pit, asrin, that's asar. Why? You did a maisa. Hachanami, afagafta akati bali chayim ninu, mitzri, gizotait, even though the animal's still alive, it's asar. Right? Why? Why is it asar? Because you did a maisa. Ravuna said you cut one simen of the two simanim. V'has simen echad lav dafka. Not even, that's lav dafka also. To hu adin chati simen, even half a simen. Right? U'behemes chaveru nami, afagafta pshitlan in adam os dovashen o'shalo. Even though you can't ask, it's like, does it belong to you? It's not mine. Ashmin Ravuna, the asala b'maisa called to who? If you do a maisa, that changes everything. Yes, I can't ask your animal, but if I do a maisa to your animal, that's like your pots and pans. I did a maisa to your pots and pans. Of course, it's asr. So did Ravuna say anything so earth chattering? What did he say? He said you take an animal that belongs to your friend, you do a shecht to haven at one simon, it's asr. Why? Because ain't other most other chance doesn't apply. You can't ask it with a maisa, and I did a maisa shechita. And all these things, all these factors coincide, and it's asr.
One simon doesn't make a shechita.
No, but it's a maisa of avodah zarah. That's the point.
One simon shechita.
Not for shechita. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. It's a maisa of avodah zarah.
Okay.
It's not shechita, not yet. But it's a what's the difference if you put a horseshoe on the horse? It's not shechita either. You did a maisa. I'm making the horse better. So here by shechting it, I'm getting ready. I'm moving. I'm in the process. Already, it's enough. It's avodah zarah.
Like some crown to the cow.
So, exactly, you do some maisa. You do some maisa. Now,
it wasn't your animal.
What?
It wasn't your animal.
I know. So when you do a maisa, what's not my pot and pan either? How can I answer it? The answer is, when you do a maisa, it changes everything.
So I have to pay the guy for the animal.
For sure, yeah. We're not even talking about that. So says the Gemara, Savala Kiyada Amar Ula. Rav Huna holds like Ula. What Ula? The Amar of Yochanan, in the name of Yochanan, Afal pi she'amru hamishtachel of behemus chaveru lo asra. Even though if you bow down to your friend's animal, you don't asr it. Why don't you asr it? Because it doesn't belong to you.
Are you aimed though?
What?
Are you aimed though?
That's what I'm saying. I said you might be over something.
Yeah.
Might be over something. What exactly are you over? I don't know. You might be over something. Asaba Maisa Asra. If you did a Maisa, it's for sure Asra. That's for sure Asra. Okay? That's what Rav Huna said in the name of Ula. Remember those names. Ula said in the name of Yochanan, and Rav Huna said it in the name of that. Eisvei Rav Nachman le Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, you're 100%, you're so wrong, Rav Huna. Let me tell you why you're wrong. Hashochit Shchatos. If someone shechts a chatos, and he does three averos, number one, it's b'Shabbos, right? You don't shech the chatos on Shabbos because it's not needed. Why do it on Shabbos? Do it Sunday. Number two, b'chutz. It's not even in the Beit HaMikdash. And number three, l'avodas kochavim. It wasn't even for Hashem, it was for avodah zarah. Chayiv shalosh chatos. You're chayiv three chatoses. Why are you chayiv three chatoses?
Because each one's a different maisa.
Each one's a different maisa. You did three things wrong.
Right.
So Rashi says, 1 minute. But if it's for a shechta, for avodah zarah, and it's a pachot, you can't eat it anyway. Can't eat it now. Can't eat it. So you're really a makalkel. And when makalkel is pater on Shabbos. So why are you chayiv? Well, you shecht for a positive thing, right? That's a malacha. Here it's makalkel. So Rashi says, in the third to bottom line, Umishumakalka lo miftar b'Shabbos. That's not going to get you off the hook. Why not? He says, listen, Rashi says, Sharei mesakna hu eitzel b'nei noach she'evr menachai osur lehem. Because you got it out of being evr menachai. When it was alive, a guy can't take a bite out of it. But now that I shechted it, even though I can't eat it, because there's three things wrong with it, can a goy eat it? So I made it not Eiver Menachai. It's not even yours anyway, it belongs to Hashem. But the point is, as Rashi says, since it's not Eiver Menachai now, that's considered, but it's considered a positive act, and therefore it's not Makalko. For somebody. What? Right, but if they ate it, they wouldn't be Chai Eiver Menachai. That's the point. Therefore, it's considered a tikkun, and therefore it's not makalkal.
So we didn't
get to the question yet. We didn't do the question yet.
Okay.
Right? So the question is, if you do those three things wrong, you have three chatasas.
Right.
Says Rav Huna, says Rav Nachman, your question. He says, 1 minute. Iamrit kivin sheshachet basimenechet asra. But 1 second. Once you shecht one simen, and then Rashi says, not even one simen, even a half a simen. Once you do one maisa, a tiny maisa, it's already avodah zarah, so then ashchut echutz lo mechayev. You can't check the carbon that's already avodah zarah. So therefore, the shchit is not a good shchita for regarding shchut echutz, right? Mechatech ba'afarhu. It's as if you made a cut in a piece of dirt. It's already not considered an animal anymore. It's not considered a carbon anymore because by making one nick in it, you've already turned it into avodah zarah. You hear that question? You got that question?
Good. Now
you're not chayiv three, only chayiv two.
Right.
Shabbos and avodah zarah.
Right. You can't. It's no longer for the category of
problem. Exactly. So therefore, what do you see? What do you see? Right. Rav Huna said that once you cut one simen, you've asered it, and he said because he did a maisa, but the maisa doesn't really happen at the same time as the issa. So, Amar of Papa, first answer we're going to try is Hacha b'vachatos ha'ofa skinan. We're talking about a bird. We're talking about a bird, and a bird only requires one simen. This is a little hard gemara here. A bird only requires one simen, and therefore, all three happen at the same moment. Right? The kulu b'hadde hadad dika'asi. They all happen at the same moment. Says so 1 second. Michti. What? Shabbos. Shchutei Chutz. And Avodah Zarah.
Something at one moment.
Yeah. Pshogig. Michti. 1 minute. Rav Huna Kiman Amar L'Shmaitza. Who did Rav Huna say this in the name of? In the name of Ula. He said in the name of Ula. V'Ula Maisa called Hu Ka'amarta. Ula said, any maisa. Tell me it's a bird. It doesn't change anything. Why? A bird still requires one simen. Here, fine, so it's one simen. The minute you do a mashu of the one simen, you've done avodah zarah. Boom, avodah zarah is done. You did a maisa. Shechita for the carbon won't happen until a second later. Not at the same time. That didn't change anything. Ella, you're right. But Omer, when the guy said, he made a declaration, Bigmar zavicha he who ovda. I'm only being over the avodah zarah when I finish the shechita. That's the statement he made.
Okay.
That's the worship. So therefore, three things happen at the same time. When you finish the shechita, you've done shechita, Shabbos, and shechutei chutz. They all happen at the same time. Now this is a very hard question. Ihachi, if that's true, ma'ir yechatas. Why you pick the chatas of all things? La'ashmi'inon zevach. Why pay any carbon? Why pay chatos of all things? Right? Why chatos? Right? Right? We'll do the Rashi here. Not an easy Rashi. It's the first mid-level line. V'ula ma'isek. No, that's not. That's the wrong Rashi. Ma'ir further down. It's the last Rashi where the lines are still mid-level. Ma'ir yechatos. Why'd you pick a chatas? Listen, hashochet et hazevach, demashma, kol hazvachim. Any carbon. Why'd you pick a chatas? Umedinokat chatas. Why'd you pick a chatas? The isya nami ba'of. Because you can have a chatas by an oaf also. You can't have a shlama by an oaf. No such thing. Shmamina, the chatas a'of koi. We're even going on a chatas a'of. even a chatas ha'ov, because it's a chatas. V'ula lo matzi l'minkat mishum de olas ha'ov boi shnei simanim. It can't be an olas ha'ov, because an olas ha'ov requires two simanim. Chatas ha'ov requires one. V'lav ba'omer g'mar zvicha hu avda, di'ena ovda el g'mar zvicha, ha'meich ba'lashmin an ov b'mehem anai michaya. If you think it's g'mar shchita, why pick a chatas? The reason why you picked a chatas was to tell me that this can even be by an oaf. But now that you're telling me it's at the Gemar Shechita, so it can be any animal, any carbon, any animal, any bird, it'll make a difference. So you're harping on Chatas. If we answer, it's not a good answer. Therefore, Ella, Amar Marzutra Mishrein Dorf Papa, Hacha Mayeskinon, now the answer is, listen to this answer, Kigon, Shayachati Kana Pagam. One half, it's a bird. One half of the trachea was already cut. Now, you only need one stem by a bird, and one half is already cut. So all I'm going to do is cut one more millimeter, one more nanometer, get it over the 50% mark. Once I do that, it becomes a valid shechita, and it becomes avodah zarah because I did a ma'isa, and it's chushut echutz. All three happen at the same time. V'hosefalav kol dehu, I do one extra nanometer of a cut, the gamru of a shechita, the gamru, and I finish it. The kula ba'adadi chakasin, and all three happen at the exact same moment, right?
Is there a shear on Shabbos to do something?
What?
No shear? Are you cutting the drop?
I don't think it's a shear on shechita.
On whatever. What's the violation on Shabbos? What's the lab? What's the lab of Shabbos?
It's one of the labs of the lachos. Shechita, killing. Yeah. By the way, you can't even make a wound on somebody. A black and blue mark. Because the Gemara says, what's the difference if you half kill him or you full kill him?
Right?
Right?
No, no, no shear for that. Just how does the answer help over the other one? What is this? Why?
Because this is the only way we could get all three to happen at one time. That's how. That's why.
As opposed to cutting it. Why does it have to be severed first before you do it?
Because how are you having the...
It's all simultaneous.
Because the Isser of Avodah Zarah is any cut, a mashu, but to cut a simen, you need to cut a whole simen, rove of a simen. So when you cut the mashu first, that's a mashu, right? It's a mashu. You over the Avodah Zarah. You're not over Hilchah Shabbos till a second later, till you cut more. So how do you have them all at the same time? The answer is already 50% damaged. Okay. Good, everyone got that? Now the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Elav the Amar of Huna Simen Echad, if not for the fact that Rav Huna harped on one simen, lo havichatas tiyufte, this chatas wouldn't have been a kasha. The whole kasha was because he said one simen, right?
Because he said chatas,
right? And my maisa, what would I have thought? It meant maisa rabba, a real, not a mashu, but since he said chatas and it's one simen, and he said one simen, so we know it's any amount. Amr of Papa, E lav Amr of Huna behemas chaveiro. If Rav Huna wouldn't have said it's not your animal, it's your friend's animal, lahav is chatzit tiyufte. I would this chatzit wouldn't have been a kasha either. My time, but why not? Today matzi asra yourself. You could asr the chavre lo matzi asr. You can't asr your friends. So he said chatos. Chat doesn't belong to you. Who does chatos belong to? Hashem. It's not yours. So pshita, isn't it obvious? Madatema, I would have thought no. Kivon de kani le kapara. Kidide Daniel, listen to this. Since you get a kapara, when you bring the chatas, who does the chatas belong to, by the way? That we say it doesn't belong to you. You paid for it. It doesn't really belong to you, but consider it belong to Hashem. So you're asking something that doesn't belong to you. No, but I would have thought, but since I get a kapara for it, it is mine. Kamash Blon, it's not yours.
But you're getting credit for it.
You get credit for it, but it's not yours. Halachically yours to aser. So how do you aser it? By doing the maisa.
Is that a meal also then?
Meal is something else.
What?
Because
now it's not yours and you bring it for everyone to serve.
So when we get to meila, it's a very hard besekta. Probably the second hardest besekta. Right? It's very hard. We'll get to it. What exactly? When you have meila, when you don't have meila. I don't think you have meila on kachim kachim. So I don't think it's akasha. I don't think so. We'll get to it. Remind me that question in a year from now. Not simen. Then we say not simen. Not is the names of the Amorayim by Rav Nachman of Amram and Yitzchak. Rav Nachman of Amram of Yitzchak Amri, ain adam oser davar she'eino shalo. You can't aser something that doesn't belong to you. Maybe say, one second. Hashochet chatos b'Shabbos. If someone checks a chatos on Shabbos, b'chutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, la avodas kochavim, for avodas zara, chayev shalosh chatos. You chayev three times. V'ak mi'inon b'chatos ha'of. We said it's by a bird. U'b'chatzi kana pogum. And half the trachea was already cut. Right? Taima, the reason is the chatas ha'of. It's because the chatas ha'of. Who? The kulu bahadadi, bahade hadadi ka'asya. Because all three converge at the same time. Aval zevach, but if it was stam an animal, a stam a carbon, low. Right? It would not be true. What would not be true?
You wouldn't have all three? Wouldn't violate all three?
Wouldn't violate all three at the same time. Why not? Why not? Why not? The reason is because the only reason why this is true is because the chatas doesn't belong to me. It belongs to someone else. So if it's an other carbon that did belong to me, this wouldn't be true.
Which chatas belongs to you? Which carbon belongs to you?
A shlamim. Well, it's considered to belong to you. So, v'i ein adam osudav she'eino shalo. But if you can't ask, something doesn't belong to you. Ma'ir chatas ha'of. I feel the chatas behemanami. Even a behemanami. Right? Yeah. So, it should be the same thing. So, Gemara says, kivan dekai le kapara, k'didei dami. No, what we said before was a havamina, now it becomes a maskana. Since you got a kapara for it, it's treated as if it's yours. Okay?
It is yours.
So it is yours. Right? That's why we said it's a chatas, which is not yours. And even, but even it's considered yours anyway.
It is yours, but chatas is saying that, because he's getting kapara.
Right, exactly. Right, so that's what it has to be, only by chatas ha'of. That's why you have to answer by chatas ha'of. Which is not a kapara. So it's other things. Alright, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.